Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wassalamun ala ibadihi allazeen astafa. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam and mothers and sisters that are listening, Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan has just ended, and it's very important that as Muslims we understand that we are not worshipping the month of Ramadan, but we are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always there. After the month of Ramadan, of course, things change very, very quickly. In the month of Ramadan, the animalistic character of a human being is subdued, and it comes into control. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates this environment throughout the world for the people of Iman. The shayateen are in jail, and that entire environment is of nur and hidayat. But immediately after Ramadan, things change. And as Muslims, MashaAllah, you see, sometimes in your computer, the website, you might do some changes and it will tell you, do you want to save the changes? And you press the button and you say you want to save the changes. It's also very important that as Muslims, after the month of Ramadan, we press the button and say we want to save the changes, the positive changes. And if you are not going to press that button to save the changes, then what's going to happen? And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that alhamdulillah we become upright, and we have that energy and the power to fight the nafs. Imam Rumi rahmatullah alayh has given an example. A great Sufi scholar, not just a Sufi individual, but an alim. And he gives an example of a snake catcher, not realizing this man caught this huge, huge snake. And lifting up this snake, he came towards the city after traveling throughout the night. And people were wondering, you know, what a huge snake this man has. We've not seen anything like this. And they all thought that the snake had died lifeless. But subhanallah, as the sun had risen and the sun started to heat the ground, the earth, and as the heat of the sun touched the skin of the snake, all of a sudden the snake opened up the eyes. And everyone started running in different directions. And they thought that the snake is dead. But it wasn't. You see, sometimes the environment plays a very important role. Just like how the month of Ramadan plays a very important role, that alhamdulillah, you know, we have this ability to take control and to subdue your nafs. But the heat of sins, the heat of sins, the heat of sins, the guna, can generate this monster to very quickly become alive again, your nafs and shaitan, that combination. And so you'll find some people that become extremely wild after the month of Ramadan. As if, subhanallah, you know, something had bottled them up and now that lid is open. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. And it's about winning as many rounds as we can and to take that control. That will give you self-contentment. And the more disciplined you are, the more healthy you will be. We go to the gym to become healthy, isn't it? But we fail to realize your real health is when you stop sinning, when you stop doing guna. That will give you real health. Your manhood, your power, your energy, your thinking. This is all there when you actually take control and discipline yourself. It's not how you look outwardly, what it is. So Imam Rumi rahmatullah alayhi is giving an example of the snake catcher. And he says that this is how the nafs is. You see, the heat made this snake open the eyes, and zara usne muh khola, the mouth opened up and everyone started to run. And this is your nafs. The heat of guna can really damage a person. So mashallah, in the month of Ramadan, just 1 week has passed, and you know, we have to be very, very careful, alhamdulillah, that we should not self-destruct and destroy the hard work and the effort that each individual has put in of his private, unique relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us that tawfiq, that we maintain that relationship. And that is why Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh, what a scholar Imam Malik was. The Imam of Medina Munawwara. The Imam of Medina Munawwara. A lover of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He couldn't travel out of Medina Munawwara. Was such a great scholar. He used to give his durus in Medina Munawwara. That is why even today, the maslak and the fiqh generally, by default, in Saudi Arabia, the imams actually follow is the Maliki fiqh. Is the Maliki fiqh. Like in the subcontinent, you'll find that people follow the Hanafi fiqh. And that goes all the way to Turkey. And then you go in some parts of the world, Malaysia, Indonesia, and that part, and you'll find Imam Shafi's fiqh that is there. So all of these great, great scholars of this ummah. So Imam Malik was a great lover of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He would never travel out because of the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah's Nabi has said that if you can find death in my city, then it is better for you to die in my city. How about that? And what a city it is, subhanallah. Madina Munawwara. What a beautiful city. And somebody was just talking to me a few days ago that you know, he spoke with one of the individuals who looks after Zamzam water and the well and the machinery and the engineering that they have done that side to take the water, to pump the water out, Zamzam. So the very main individual that's there. So they were just having a conversation. So these brothers said to him, you know, in a desert, so much water is drank by millions of people that come to Haram. Imagine in Makkah, and then that water is supplied back in Masjid Nabawi, then the amount of water that is taken out back at home. You know, Kabi, has there been a time that you feel that this water will finish or there's no water? So he started to laugh. He actually started to laugh. He said, what are you talking about? He said, Zamzam water is such an incredible water that the more people they are in Haram, the more water gushes out. He says, during Hajj and during Ramadan, we don't even have the gadgets, the pumps. That is how, it's like a tsunami of water force bashing through, breaking through. The more the people, like in Ramadan and Hajj, the more the water comes out. It's as if Zamzam knows that there are a lot of Hajis this time. If somebody was just to ponder upon Zamzam water, this water, it's enough for them to accept Islam. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Fihi ayatun bayyinat. In front of the Kaaba, I have opened up for you clear signs. Clear signs. Hajar al-Aswad, the footprints of Ibrahim and Makkah, all of these things. The mountain of Safa and Marwa, and then these signs, Zamzam water, subhanAllah. These are all the signs that are there. The more the people, the more water comes out. We really have no power to actually see how this water is coming out. You can't even put a camera there or anything. It's just, and this water does not require to be filtered or any chemicals to be put inside. This water is just natural water, comes out and given to the public. It's natural water. Subhanallah. Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is making us drink the water of Zamzam, which is the water of Jannah in dunya. We are drinking the water of Jannah. The opening of Zamzam is in the heavens, and one part of it is here in dunya. That is the connection. See, for human beings, for the Saudi government, maybe for them to put the pipeline underground to take it to Riyadh, Jeddah or Makkah or wherever, they might have a story. But for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no pipeline, you know, from Jannah direct to Makkah Mukarrama. Subhanallah. This is the might and the power and the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a city Makkah is and Madinah Munawwara is. And khair, Imam Malik, because of the hadith, Allah's Nabi said, if you can die in my city, then it is the best death for you. My teacher, Hazrat Maulana Islamul Haqsar, Allah grant him Jannah. In fact, he is the teacher of so many ulama in the UK. Shaykhul Hadith Maulana Islamul Haqsar, a master in the field of hadith who taught Bukhari Sharif. Unique individual, Waliullah. You know, death comes in Medina Munawwara praying tahajjud whilst he is in ruku. Ah, what a death. How these people departed, eh? And to be resting in Jannatul Baqi, where you have 10,000 Sahaba resting. 10,000. Our Kabirin are also there, our scholars, and some of you might have relations there. Mubarak to you. Shaykhul Hadith Hazrat Maulana Zakariya is also resting in there. Allah give us also death in Medina Munawwara. But most importantly, wherever we die, Allah is pleased with us. That is the most important blessing. Allah is happy with us. So Imam Malik did not leave Makkah, Medina Munawwara because of this. He wanted to die and pass away in, and he did. And he is buried in Jannatul Baqi. Right next to here, you have Hazrat Aisha and all of the wives of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. Then you have the son, Rasul sallallahu, the Ahl Bayt on one side, the wives on one side, the children, and then you have Imam Malik there. Subhanallah. Look at what we call the naseeb, the taqdeer that Allah has written. Amazing, my respected brothers. So anyway, I know we have to get you married. We will, don't worry. Even if I have to delay Maghrib, I will. I'm not going to stretch so long, okay? Don't worry about it. We want you to get married. When you are handcuffed today, then you will remember me. Inshallah. Positively, I hope. But anyway, Allah bless you. Usually we have a program, so inshallah, for this week, we've just kept it before us, sir. Many people are fasting, and so that is why. And inshallah, next week we'll transfer the programs after Maghrib. So alhamdulillah, Imam Malik, because of this hadith. So Imam Malik, the great muhaddith of Medina, Munawwara, he has said some, you know, remarkable things. And Hazrat, in his lecture, he said that in reality, what is the Eid of a Muslim? What would you consider that is Eid? Of course, in Islam, we have how many Eids? Two Eids. Eidul Fitr and Eidul Adha. Alhamdulillah. And then he goes on to say, look, Eid is not about you putting on expensive oud. Now, oud is so expensive now. So you put on expensive oud and you put on beautiful libas. All that is good on Eid, no problem. But your real Eid is not about your oud or your dressing. Your real Eid is your tawbah with Allah. The tawbah, the repentance that you have done, not to break that tawbah, is your real Eid. Imam Malik is saying that. And then he goes on to say, for a Muslim, they are really for him 5 days of Eid. How many days of Eid? Five. If I can remember, and if you can remember, alhamdulillah, that is the question. Maine kya to diya, I have to now remember. 5 Eids, how many Eids? 5 Eids. Subhanallah al-Azim. The first Eid, he is saying, is that a day that passes in his lifetime in which he has not committed gunah kabira. How many days are there in a year? 365. So 365 days, that day that you pass by, you enter into after Maghrib, say from Maghrib to Maghrib. And from Maghrib to Maghrib, you have not committed in that day a gunah. Then that day is Eid for you. Allahu Akbar. How beautiful is that? And Imam Malik to hamare Shaykh, these are awliyaullah, you know, who am I? You know, nothing. We are not even equal. It's, you know, the dirt that is under their feet, we are not even equal to that. Well, I'm not anyway. But just to make it a bit easy for the brothers, because Imam Malik lived in a different era and we are living in a modern era, if you had committed any guna, but immediately you repented and you did tawbah with sincerity, Then that day is also your Eid, because Allah says when a person repents with sincerity, I have deleted his sins. So there is a possibility, you know, for a Muslim it's so easy. So Allah give us the tawfiq. If a person is weak, then no problem, he can always do tawbah. So that is day number one, Eid. Number two, Imam Malik says, the day when he dies with Iman is his day of Eid. Allah grant us death with Iman. Wallahi. You know, we sometimes don't realize how fortunate we are that we are Muslims. Allah has given us Hidayat. Now you go and see the outside world. You go and see the darkness that is there. You go and see, you know, how life is miserable in that environment. It's all outside, you know, all this is all outside. But in reality, when you get inside the nitty-gritty to see what's happening, that is the time you see. And you will thank Allah that Allah, you have blessed us with Iman Islam. The basics, even to know what to eat and what not to eat, that is a ni'mat. How to eat is a ni'mat. So when you die with Iman, it is your day of Eid. Number two. Number three. When you cross the bridge of Pul Sirat, and this is a bridge that is located above Jahannam, hellfire, and that you cross to get into Jannah. Once you have crossed that, that is also a day of Eid. Imam Malik is saying for the people of Iman. Theek? Kitne huye? Three. Number four, Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi has also mentioned that then the day of Eid is when you put your first right step into Jannah. That is your day of Eid. When the angels will be telling you, Salamun tibutum, Salamun tibutum. Salamati be on you. Well done. Tibtum means well done. Shabash. Well done. You didn't fall for the traps of shaitan. Well done. Four. And then number five, the day of Eid will be when people are in Jannah. When people are in Jannah. You see, all your life you have been worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you have never seen Him. In Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to say to the people of Iman, you have entered Jannah, I will now reveal myself to you in Jannah. And when a person will be given this incredible sight, how that will be, Allah knows. But for a person to see Allah and what we know as the Creator, Khalik and Malik, Imam Malik says, this will be your Eid also. How many Eids? Five Eids. Of course, we have two Eids, but Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi is saying that these are the days that we really need to celebrate. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand that even after the month of Ramadan, we are not people who are worshipping Ramadan. We are people who are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Ramadan has gone, but Allah is Al-Hayyul Qayyum. Ayatul Kursi mein, the most powerful names of Allah. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa Al-Hay and Al-Qayyum. Al-Hay means there is no beginning and there is no ending for Allah, the ever living. It is beyond the comprehension of the human mind to even think of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Qayyum, who has taken control of everything. Everything what you do and in this kainat, everything that is happening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken full control of that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always there. And so it is Allah who we are connected to. And it is this energy that we have to make sure that we revive and we keep with us all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. And just to conclude, my respected brothers, one very beautiful dua of the Quran. We should try to read this dua as much as we can. Our akabirin and scholars have mentioned that reading this dua will give you husne khatima. Khatima bil khair. Very simple dua. Now, the problem today is we like to be very fancy people and we'll read dua that are very fancy, fancy. But you don't have to be fancy, fancy. There is nothing more fancy than the kalam of Allah. Is there? MashaAllah, the Quran is telling you all these powerful du'as, and that's the du'as that we need to read. That is the du'a that you read. There's nothing else. And the hadith, of course, hadith is the translation and the commentary of the Quran. So the hadith du'as, these are the important du'as. So that du'a is, Rabbana la tuzik kulubana. Rabbana la tuzik kulubana. Ba'da idh hadaytana. Ba'da idh hadaytana. O Allah, don't let our iman deviate after you have given it guidance. O Allah, O our Rabb, don't let our iman deviate after you have given it guidance. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana. Don't let our hearts, as in your heart there is iman. Don't let our hearts deviate. Don't let our iman deviate. Ba'da is hadaitana. After you have given it guidance. Ya Allah, you have already given us guidance. Wahab lana min ladunka rahma. And Allah, what we are asking for you is, we want you to open more and more the doors of your mercy for us. وَحَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمًا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَحَّابُ. There is no one who is a giver like you. No one who gives like you. In the khazana, in the treasury of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, there's no such thing as something that has to be balanced, or there's some kind of an inflation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you know, my treasures, there is no ending to it. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَحَّابُ. Allah gives. But we have to be receivers. We have to make sure that we receive. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. That mashallah, this very, very powerful dua that we read after every namaz. And this dua is inshallah a tasbih that will grant us hidayat, and it will re-energize also the fact that we need to continue after the month of Ramadan doing good works. And so a short majlis, mashallah, so that we understand what Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh has said, what Imam Rumi rahmatullah alayh has mentioned, and also what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ. That the most beloved a'mal and actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actions that are done constantly. Actions that are done constantly, even if it is, you know, less. Even if it is less. Little. You might think that this is nothing. You know what I'm doing, my ibadat is nothing. It's okay. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, it's not about, you know, your quantity. It's about being constant. Continuation. So if you had kept roza for 29 days, then alhamdulillah, look, roza is not farz. Then at least if you get an opportunity, keep roza. For an example, the 6th roza of Shawwal. You don't have to keep it in a sequence. It can be any time in Shawwal. Every time Ayyam-e-Bees, 13, 14, 15 rozas, which is sunnah, Monday, Thursday. Any opportunity, you know, winter comes, you can keep roza. At least keep that action of roza. And then Qur'an-i Kareem. You were reading a lot of Qur'an. Try to continue. Our scholars have mentioned for a hafiz to read 3 paras a day. Non-hafiz, 1 para a day minimum. 1 para a day. But our scholars understand there is, you know, the ummah is so weak that they've decreased it that even 1/4 of a para. And some have even said, if you can't even read 1/4, then even 1 side of the Quran. But open up the Quran every day. And this is not your regular readings like Surah Yasin, Surah Mulk, Surah Sajda, Surah Waqia. You know, some of you might be regular in reading this. This is excluding this. So this continuation from Alif Lam Mim until One Nas. So to read the Quran, to do tasbihat as much as you can. MashaAllah, the zikr that you were doing. If you can wake up half an hour before Fajr namaz, read tahajjud. MashaAllah, check out the time and just read tahajjud. MashaAllah, do as much as you can. So the more you continue, obviously this is not the month of Ramadan and the barakat of Ramadan is not there, but at least you can do as much as you can. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us the tawfiq inshallah. Our programs will continue in Urdu and also in English Wednesday and Friday inshallah after Maghrib Salah. So brothers, do come inshallah, it will be of great benefit. So inshallah, if you remain seated, we just have one nikah majlis, so we can perform that inshallah.